Hail, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Suzanne DeCock, and we're going to be talking about a diet program. Suzanne will be with us for 30 minutes. We'll have open lines the last half hour, but this is a remarkable program designed by physicians where you can actually eat six times a day. You don't get hungry, and people lose weight. They lose it very rapidly, and the medical background behind this has been carefully studied. Well, Suzanne, rather than my trying to tell people how well the program works, why don't you tell them how you got started and why this is a program that will help people that really have failed on all sorts of other conventional diets?
Sure, I'd love to. Well, first of all, let me just say, hi, Dad, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I'd love to talk about the program. I was just on the phone this evening with a couple of other clients of mine, and they were weighing in. I try to touch base with my clients at least once a week or so, and, you know, I got really good reports back. Somebody else was down 5 pounds for the week. Somebody else was down about 7 pounds for the week, and, you know, everybody's reporting in that they're doing well. They're starting exercise programs now that they've taken some of the weight off. They're feeling good. So I'm really happy to hear that. And you said I should start maybe by just telling how I got started. So let me tell a little bit about my story. I am just like, you know, millions of other people today. I like to socialize. I like to go out with my friends, go out to dinner, have a glass of wine here and there. And you know, after doing that for about 10 years or so and not really paying too much attention to my weight over that period of time, my weight was just going up, you know, a few pounds this year, a few pounds the next year. And before you know it, you step on the scale and you realize, oh, my goodness, I'm 20 pounds overweight. And that's a rude awakening for a lot of us when we suddenly get that wake-up call that says, ooh, I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I feel. And I need to make some changes in my life. Well, about that time, I got a call from my sister-in-law, and bless her heart, she was working on a program to take off about 40 pounds of weight, and she called me to say how good she was feeling, how much better she was looking, and just how easy the weight was coming off for her. And it was a real challenge to me. I had the attitude that, well, gee, if my sister-in-law can do this, I can do this too. And I started on the program, and sure enough, in my case, the weight started coming off 5 pounds a week. And within about 6 weeks, I got down to my goal weight and felt fantastic. Got a lot of comments from my friends and neighbors asking what I was doing to get the weight off so quickly and easily. And for me, it grew into becoming a health coach so that I can help other people accomplish the same things that I was able to accomplish.
And basically, of course, everybody who's on the program gets a coach, and basically that's what Suzanne does. And you don't have to pay for the coach. That's actually paid by the company. And what they do is they provide the food for you. You put in your order and they provide the food, and whether it's cookies or they have all sorts of things, whatever you really want. They've got, 60 or 70 entrees that you can get?
Yeah, we've got over 70 products to choose from.
Right, and find you order for the month, and you eat six times a day. It sounds like really a great program. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. That's 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan, and Suzanne was simply saying the whole idea is get the weight off, and then, of course, you can go on with your life, because you have to be careful about what you do. On the other hand, why? Because you don't have to strictly take the medications. You don't have to take the food. You can begin cutting back and getting back onto a more normal diet. But once you can break this habit of excessive eating, and you can get onto an exercise program, the exercise program is really secondary. It's primarily the special foods that are specially designed to help you get the weight off. And once you get the weight off, why, everything is transformed. Now, would you like to get your telephone number and your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you and learn more about this program?
Yes, I'd love to. The best way to get in touch with me is just give me a telephone call. My area code is 864, and the number is 288-2807. That is area code 864-288-2807. And I'll also give you my website. That is just my full name, which is Suzanne Decock. That's spelled SUZANNEDECOCK.TSFL, stands for Take Shape for Life, and then .com. So, again, that website, I know it's a little bit long and complicated, but just type in www.SuzanneDecock.TSFL.com.
All right, and Grace, if you can't find it, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and just scan down on the homepage. You'll see a link to Suzanne's website. Punch that, and you're right up there with her.
Yeah, but I just tell everybody, just go ahead and give me a call. It's the easiest thing, and then I can link you right up to the website and talk to you about the program at the same time.
Well, now, how expensive is the program? Because I'm sure a lot of people are concerned about it, and then, of course, you're working as a coach. How expensive is it to take on this program, and certainly what it's going to cost? What is it going to entail for the average individual? You say you eat six times a day. How do you do that and lose weight?
Well, the whole premise is that we're retraining ourselves from our unhealthy habits of eating to very healthy habits of eating. And you'll notice that people that tend to be very lean bodied, they tend to eat all the time. You'll always see them with snacks and eating just small amounts of healthy food throughout the day. So I tell all my clients, you know, if you think you can eat six times a day, you can do this program and it's going to work for you. So we get you on what we call the 5-in-1 plan. And on this plan, you're going to be eating five meals that you're going to have sent directly to your door from our company. We're going to devise a plan with the meals that are going to work best for you. And these are small portion controlled meals. They're very healthy. They are high protein, low carbohydrate. Many of them are, you know, you just open up a protein bar and eat it, or you fix a shake, or you fix a bowl of soup or a bowl of chili, or bake a brownie in the microwave. So they're very simple, easy meals to fix. And for most of us, it's very cost neutral. Instead of going down to the local grocery store and spending your money on groceries, you have your food prepared and sent directly to you. And so it's very convenient and very simple. And for people like myself that are on the go all the time, it saves me a lot of time. It saves me money. I never have to, wonder and worry about, okay, what am I going to do for cooking and groceries and do I have the foods that I need? Because I know that everything's already here and all I have to do is pick up my meals, I can take them with me when I'm on the go, and it really simplifies my life. So it makes life a lot easier, and it works out about the same as if I was going to the grocery store and buying groceries and preparing my own meals. Now, the other component of the 5-in-1 plan is you are eating these five ready prepared meals per day and then one lean and green meal. And the lean and green meal is something that you're going to be preparing yourself. This is the only thing you're going to have to go to the grocery store for, is for your what we consider the main meal of the day. And it's going to consist of 5 to 7 ounces of a good lean protein, maybe a piece of chicken breast or a good piece of fish or even a small steak on occasion. And then your low carbohydrate, very healthy green vegetables. And when I work with you as your health coach, I tell you exactly what portions and which vegetables you can choose from so that you can go out and you can make those choices and prepare that one meal a day to go as the lean and green meal that goes along as part of the 5-in-1 plan. So most of my clients, they really like that. They like the convenience of having the meals that they can take with them on the go. And then they look forward to having their one lean and green meal per day as well that they get to cook and choose for themselves.
So well, because everybody watches television, they see The Biggest Loser, and they see all these people, and they're out there, you know, with the weights, and they're on the push-ups, and they're on the machines, and they're just working so hard. How much exercise do you have to do to lose weight?
You know, I hate to see those things where you see people just huffing and puffing and they're on the treadmill and they're on the bicycle and they're miserable for the most part. The thing that is so effective, and I think why those programs are so effective for so many people, is that they've got support. They're surrounded by support and accountability. Well, that's what you've got with the Take Shape for Life program. Your health coach, which is what my role is, it's like having a personal consultant to hold you accountable, give you support, cheer you on when you need a little bit of extra encouragement. And my role is to help my clients achieve optimal health. And so I'm on the phone with them. We're communicating by email during the week, just whatever works best for my clients. But my role is to help people achieve those goals and get down to a healthy weight. And as I said, you know, we will bring exercise in later on. Once you've got some of the weight off and you're starting to feel better, you're going to want to get your body moving. You're going to want to get out and go for walks on a beautiful day. Or if you're like me, you know, I've pulled my bicycle out and now I'm doing 20-mile bike rides. Things that I enjoy doing that I could not have done back when I was carrying extra weight around. But now that the weight's down, I can start being more and more active. And people just find themselves being naturally more active, getting into more sports, just more physical outdoor activities, and enjoying life more.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Suzanne, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, how much does it cost the individual to have you as a coach?
My services are not paid for by my clients, so I'm a free addition. The only thing that they're paying for is the actual cost of the meals themselves that they're ordering from the company. And then the company pays me to coach my clients on to success. So my services, just think of them, they're free. They're a bonus. Doesn't cost you a dime. I'm paid by the company itself. So that's another nice little plus. It's not like you have to go out and pay hundreds of dollars for a personal trainer just to tell you how to do push-ups every month. None of that's involved with this. We really, really want to keep it simple and see people be successful. That's the most important thing, is getting America healthy one person at a time. And I think we're making really good progress in that regard.
All right. Well, if you have a question, a comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, the program is designed by physicians, and they actually produce the food. These are all produced right here in the United States, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. We ship right out of Owings Mill, Maryland, and they're manufactured right here in the United States and put together and shipped from here as well.
Well, but they're really basically a high-protein diet, and that basically you can have either a soy-based or whey-based, because you can get your proteins from whey if you'd rather. Some people don't like soy, you're concerned about soy products. So basically you have your alternative of your protein source. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And you know, the MetaFasts are the meals that we use. They're low in both fat and calories. They also have a very, very low glycemic index, meaning that they don't cause that sudden dramatic surge in blood sugar, so that they're safe for individuals with type 2 diabetes. I've had several clients that do have the type 2 diabetes, and as their weight comes down, a lot of times we see the diabetes just being eliminated for them as well. So that's another really great benefit right there. The meals themselves, they're portion controlled, they're individual servings. The clients can just eat either right out of the package or mix with water, and then either microwave or chill them or mix them with ice, depending on what product they choose.
And you have milkshakes and cookies and all sorts of goodies like that.
All kinds of wonderful tasting foods. A wide variety of foods and flavors, too. You know, as you mentioned, we've got the shakes, we've got soups, stews, we've got a chili, oatmeal, scrambled eggs that actually make up into great omelets, hot beverages, protein bars that you can just take on the run, wonderful banana puddings, chocolate puddings, pretzel sticks, etc. Even pancakes and brownies, a wide variety of food choices.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. One more time, let's get out your telephone number. What is the number back there?
My number is 864-288-2807. That's 864-288-2807.
And your webpage?
Website is just www.suzannedecock.tsfl.com.
And what is the cost? It's pretty comparable just to eating regularly, isn't it?
Yeah, for most people it runs $260 to $300 per month. About what you'd spend it going down to the grocery store.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Annie just saying, if you go to her blog, why, of course, you'll get a lot of comments from her customers and from her clients. And basically, so many of them simply are so excited about the fact that here's a system that works, because it's designed by doctors to work. And basically the whole idea is to have a low-fat, high-protein diet so that basically you're burning fat and you're not burning your own proteins. So the last thing you want is a diet where you're burning proteins, because most of those are going to be your muscles. You don't want to metabolize your muscles. You want to metabolize the fat. And when people can take off, 5 pounds a week, week in and week out, why, this really gives them optimism, and people tend to stick with this. Well, if you would like to talk to Suzanne, our telephone number here is 1-888-888. 888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, you get your one meal a day where you can have a fish, or you can have something, you know, chicken breast, or even something, have a small steak at times. Basically, do you more or less discourage having a red meat, or how often should they have red meat if they want to?
I generally encourage everybody, you know, maybe once a week. Really don't want to be eating that much red meat. Try to stay with the leaner proteins like the chicken and fish. But once a week, it's fine.
All right, fine. And then, of course, basically, the idea of you are constantly eating, you're going to be eating 6 times a day. So basically, the whole idea is you never get hungry. Is that pretty well how it works?
I wouldn't say you never get hungry, but certainly when you're, you know, eating and you know that you've got another 2-3 hours, you can have something else to eat, and it's keeping your body fueled up. It gives you a lot of energy. And then once you get into that fat-burning state, you're drawing off your own fat reserves, so you don't feel hungry typically, and you've got a lot more energy, and you feel revitalized.
And basically, I've talked to the doctors who were involved in this, and it sounds like it's really based upon sound science. In fact, the doctor I talked to had been an emergency room doctor for a number of years, and basically he just got tired of dealing with all the complications of overeating and obesity, and really there's so many of them as far as the heart is concerned, and the diabetes, and if you can get the weight off, many times the diabetes will dramatically improve, or many times it'll just go away, won't it?
Yeah, a lot of times we see our clients that they're able to get off of all medications, and a lot of those disease symptoms just disappear as they get down to a healthy weight.
All right, well, we're going to have you get out your telephone number and your website once more, and then, of course, it's getting late back there in South Carolina. We'll let you get to sleep. Of course,
okay.
I guess this is Suzanne DeCock, and Suzanne's my daughter, and I'm really excited that she's found this. She really has been looking for something she could throw herself into. She's an extremely capable individual, and this is something that she really is. I haven't seen her this excited about anything in many years. Let's get out the vital statistics for our listeners. And once again, if you'd like to talk to Suzanne, here we've only got about a minute. Or 2 minutes at the most. Our number, though, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How can people reach you?
Easiest thing is just to give me a telephone call. My telephone number is area code 864-288-2807. Once again, that's area code 864-288-2807. And then you can also take a look at my website, which is suzannedecock.tsfl.com, or go to the Radio Liberty website and scroll down to the link for Take Shape for Life.
We're moving towards the end of the program, so if you would like to give us a call for the next half hour. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Lots of things happening in the world, in the Near East, the Middle East, financially. Love to hear from you. We're finding out all sorts of new things about how they're spraying the population and destroying our food and water and something. All right, yeah, we'll be right back.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and it's open line. So what would you like to talk about for the next half hour? I'm sitting right now. I'm working on the talk I'm going to be giving up in the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara on the 2nd and 3rd of June. And if you're in the area and would like to come, I think it's going to be a great program. They're going to have Brian Sussman there. He used to be the weatherman down here in the Monterey Bay area. Now he has his own radio program up in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. And he's going to be talking about his latest book on ClimateGate and how they're using this supposed threat of global warming to actually deindustrialize America. And that's what they really want. They're tearing out the dams so we won't have electricity. Want to close down the nuclear power plants so we won't have electricity. They want, of course, to use the threat of carbon dioxide causing global warming so we won't be able to produce electricity with oil or with coal or with natural gas. And certainly natural gas is the cheapest, most efficient means of producing electricity today. And basically, of course, it's the old adage, you just simply heat water, and that water creates steam, and the steam drives the turbine, and that's how you generate electricity. You could generate electricity very, very cheaply. But, of course, they don't want cheap electricity. They want expensive electricity, and that's what the smart meters are all about, is to make it extremely difficult for you to drive up the cost of electricity. And if you don't want a smart meter, you're going to have to pay extra to have somebody come out to read your meter, and you're going to be punished for not going along with it because they want you to start doing your laundry in the middle of the night. And basically, you do your laundry, you use electricity during the daytime. It's going to be much more expensive because they want to start cutting back certainly on on the power generation during the daytime, and they want to have rolling blackouts and rolling brownouts. This is what they've done in Zimbabwe, this is what they've done in Iraq, and this is exactly what they intend to do here. They want to deindustrialize America. They've already signed an agreement. By the year 2050, we will cut carbon emissions by 80%. Where are we going to get electricity then? Wind and solar. Well, that works fine for maybe 5%, but what about the rest of it? We have to understand. The program is to deindustrialize America. That's why they've sent over 12 million of our jobs overseas, and those jobs are not coming back again. They want, of course, to impoverish our people, because you can't simply have a prosperous society just by buying. And in the United States today, we have the largest gross domestic product in the world. And basically, it's three times the size of that of China. Our GDP is three times the size of our closest competitor. And what does our GDP primarily consist of? Buying products, not manufacturing products. We're buying products. It's because we're the largest consumer in the world. We have such a large economy. But you can't keep doing that indefinitely, and they know that. They really want to destroy the economy of our nation. In fact, I've come up with a little mnemonic that will help people understand what's going on. They want to wreck our society. They want R-E-C-K, wreck. Well, it isn't exactly the right spelling, but it sure helps to remember it. They want to destroy the religion of our nation. They've done a good job of it. They've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. And you go to the Christian church today, and you have the bongo drums are there, and the loud, rock sort of music. And although they may have a few of the great hymns of the past, but they've changed the music of the church and changed the message of the church to do. The minister comes casually dressed. Everybody likes it being casual. Then you don't have to dress up when you go to the church on Sunday to honor the Lord. You come with your sandals on and don't have to wear a tie. There's no such thing as honoring the Lord today. There's no such thing as the fear of the Lord today. There's no such thing as talking about eternal punishment. You just want to tell a lot of stories. And oh yeah, we may have a session where you can study the scriptures if you want to, but we've removed any reference to the fear of the Lord from our churches, from our sermons, from what is taught in church today. 50 years ago, people learned about the fear of the Lord, no longer. And if you haven't read the wonderful book we have by Chuck Crismeyer, it's called The Secret of the Lord. And what is the secret of the Lord? I think it's a wonderful book. But, of course, it's not selling very well because nobody wants to hear about the fact that the Lord we worship is a God of city of judgment. And there is judgment of the people. And but they want, of course, to believe that the Lord is simply a God of love, and there's no punishment, there's no consequences. They said you can do whatever you want to, and the Lord is going to forgive you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord that they're worshiping is not the Lord and the God of the Bible. If there is no judgment or if there's no punishment for sin, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. If there is no punishment, there's no judgment for sin. It is the ultimate triumph of evil. And people must understand this. That's the R part of the wrecking of America. E is for the economy. They want to destroy our economy. They're doing a good job of it. As I say, they've sent 12 million of our jobs overseas, and they're not coming back. And certainly so much of our production, whether it's the lumbering, the mining, the other things, they've gone overseas. They're not coming back again. And we're going to see more and more of our people unemployed or underemployed. C is, of course, they want to destroy our currency. They want to destroy our monetary system. And certainly one of the best sources of information on that is John Williams' excellent website, shadowstats.com, where he explains to you the real debt of America, and everybody's lying to you. They tell you the debt is $15.5 trillion. But every corporation in America has to use the GAAP means of accounting. That's the general accepted accounting procedures. The government doesn't use that. If they did, they would have to acknowledge that the real liabilities of the national government is about $81 trillion, and it can never be repaid. It can never be repaid. But they don't want the public to realize that. They want the public to realize, I think, that, oh, if we just elect Romney or this one or that one or the other one, everything's going to be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are facing an insurmountable problem because they have done this intentionally. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY is open lines. You don't want to hear me talk. Why don't you give us a call if it's something like you'd like to talk about? REC, religion, they've undermined it, changed the music and the message of the church. Economy, they pretty well destroyed our economy. C, of course, they're destroying the value of our currency. And they're just spending and spending and spending and spending. Basically, of course, you have to understand, you can't borrow 40 cents of every dollar you spend. Actually, the figure is 43 cents of every dollar we spent, we have to borrow. And we keep printing more and more money or creating more and more paper money, so we continue borrowing more and more, so we can give money away in foreign aid. But every dollar we give away, we have to borrow 40 cents. We can pay more and more people Social Security. But every dollar we pay out in Social Security, we have to borrow 43 cents. We can pay certainly the hospitals for medical care and for all sorts of expensive devices, and that it costs ridiculous sums of money. But for every dollar government spends on medical devices, they have to borrow 43 cents. How long do you think they can do that? Well, I will tell you that very soon the whole system is going to collapse. That's how they're going to destroy our economy. They know exactly what they're doing, and neither the most of the Republican candidates, with the exception of Ron Paul, will address the economy and what's happening. Certainly none of the Democrats will. And, of course, they have programs. But Paul Ryan has come up with a program, and he's going to have a balanced budget by the year 2040. By the year 2040. And, of course, President Barack Obama is going to actually solve the problem by topping the top of 1% of our population, the millionaires. And he is going to raise, $50 billion over 10 years. $50 billion over 10 years by destroying the incentive of wealthy people to invest. And, of course, that's $5 billion a year. But he's running $1.2 to $1.3 trillion deficit every year. And he's going to raise an additional $5 billion a year by taxing those people who make, he says the millionaires, and then suddenly he's talking about people who make over $250,000 a year, couples who make over $250,000 a year. Listen to what they're saying. They say one thing, they're talking about millionaires. The next thing, they're talking about people who make over $250,000 a year. And pretty soon, people are just going to quit trying to make dividends, quit trying to invest, quit trying to get ahead, because, of course, they're going to be putting it all out in taxes. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. R-E-C-K. What's the K for? Well, K is really for killing. Part of the Agenda 21 program involves genocide, and you only need, of course, to read what they talk about in the Global Biodiversity Assessment, or certainly in the Earth Charter, or certainly on the Georgia Guidestones, where they talk about eliminating, they talk about maintain population that you maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature that was built, Georgia Guidestones, built by a secret society. You're not supposed to know the secret societies out there or believe in them, but they're really calling for killing off over 90% of the population of the world. Ted Turner suggested we kill over 95% of the world population. Dr. Eric Pienka, a professor at the University of Texas, has suggested we kill off 90% of the world population. Sam Keen, speaking at the Gorbachev conference back in 1995, talked about eliminating over 90% of the population of the world. He got a standing ovation from these people. Why? Because these people have an entirely different worldview. And until you understand that worldview, or the many of these people are actually in contact, they're in contact with the other dimension. None of this really makes sense. Let's go to Robert, who's calling us from Cincinnati. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hello, Doctor. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. It's good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about the things we're talking about this evening as well as in previous ones. And my comment concern really revolves around humanity and remaining humane. You know, as bureaucracies increase, of course, there's more dehumanization. But one of the things that worries me, like when you mentioned 43 cents of each dollar is borrowed, and certainly a sizable percentage, I don't know the exact number, of the budget is for health care and related services. I was thinking of, like, programs on the autistic children and the increasing numbers, although they're saying it's in a spectrum. Nonetheless, increasing, and of course, all of these individuals from childhood are going to require services, probably getting on the Social Security disability. We saw the same thing with the ADHA, the attention deficit kids. It seems that more and more youngsters are being diagnosed very early. And that also means, of course, that there will be fewer and fewer people who will actually be able to negotiate the demands of modern living.
You're absolutely right, Robert, but you have to understand that they know the cause.
How are we going to take care of them?
Well, we're not going to be able to. The thing is, they're going to destroy the infrastructure of our society. They are going to wreck our society. This is, of course, why I put that demonic together. Basically, The autism is directly related to vaccinations. You do not see autistic children among the Amish or certainly among the Mennonite children. You just don't see it, unless, of course, they've come in from outside and been vaccinated before they go to live there. We actually have the report that was put out by the CDC in the year 2000, where they actually met there in Georgia. I've forgotten exactly where it was, but we actually have the report, and we make it available, or you get off the Internet. And basically, the people from the CDC acknowledged, of course, that the vaccinations were related directly to the... they know that, and one of their people, they kept the minutes of it, said, I'm not going to have my grandchildren vaccinated, but how are we going to keep the public from learning? That was in the year 2000. They're poisoning our children. Suddenly, our girls are starting medically at age 8. They know that's related to the bisphenol, the chemicals and the plastics. They're poisoning our children in so many ways with water fluoridation. They're poisoning them by using hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, which, of course, dramatically increases the level of lead in the blood of black children, which is why in America today, one in three black men is either in prison or probation or parole. That's between 21 and 31. They know what they're doing. But we have to get the American people to understand we're dealing with evil, evil people. And I'm looking really forward to this program we're going to have on the 2nd and 3rd of June, because I'm going to pull everything I've learned over 50 years together. But, of course, we've done that in other talks, the dark secret, the forbidden secret. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning air. They're poison to bees, they're poison to forests, they're poison to trees, they're poison to the water, they're poison to the food. They know what they're doing, and certainly if you listen to our programs regularly, we go through this time and time again. We have all sorts of articles and on this, but people have to understand that the fluoride in the water is a poison, certainly. The aluminum they're spraying in the air is toxic, certainly. We're getting certainly lead certainly from use of hydrofluorosilicic acid in our drinking water. Hang on there, Robert. Our telephone number.
Your domestic
on us 25 pounds. I felt terrific. Big change in the way you look. Big change in the way you feel. And for me, it also meant I was able to start getting out and doing more sports exercise for the week. And, you know, everybody's reporting in that they're...
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side of...
7-6. Now, for her to come and do that, something big is in the wind. I don't know what it is yet. Maybe it's a move by the CFTC to enforce rules to some extent.
And the discussion becomes that these particles, like aluminum oxide, would...
Listening to, they happen to be my views, and of course for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson, certainly one of our favorite guests, and we're going to be talking certainly about...
Simply the great feeling that comes from better health. You won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too.
AlexJonesPodcast.com.
For complete information. It's simply Propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream
or
media.
You can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we have Robert calling from Cincinnati, who's so concerned about all the growing number of children. Most recently, they've announced that one in every 88 children is autistic. What they don't mention, of course, the figure before was one in every 304 children was autistic, but it was one in 65 boys. Now, because it's more common in boys than girls, it's probably down to about 1 in 50 boys is autistic and their life is ruined. And they know what this is coming from. They know it's the mercury and the aluminums and the other chemicals in the vaccines. Because, of course, the children who come from Amish and Mennonite homes don't have it. Certainly, we have a family that... A doctor, a good friend of ours, we haven't talked to him in some time, but he and his son actually went through the records back in the CDC. They were able to get access to their computers back there and their records. They found that there was a 27 times increase in the incidence of autism and neurodevelopmental abnormalities in children who had been vaccinated with mercury products and those who hadn't. And of course, they had the studies that had been done by Kaiser Permanente. One group, of course, had given them vaccines with mercury, the other they hadn't. And what did the CDC do when they actually discovered that what the figures were? They erased and destroyed the website. We're talking about reality, and now, of course, they've gone after the family. They pulled the man's license, and they've done everything to prevent the public from learning. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning the bees. They're poisoning the trees. They're poisoning our food. Every aspect of our society. And where is the outcry? why we're so involved, you know, with the baseball season coming up and our concerns over all sorts of unimportant things, the Trevor Martin case, you know, and thank goodness, you know, and what are we going to do with Zimmerman, and did he know that, and should he be punished? They focus our attention on all sorts of unimportant issues. I mean, certainly it's a tragedy. I think that probably Zimmerman certainly should have been cited for a negligent homicide. He certainly shouldn't have tried to track this young man down and precipitate the crisis. He's not guilty of murder. But, of course, what they're going to do is charge him excessively, and then, of course, he'll probably end up getting off because they're going to charge him with a crime that he's not guilty of. But he is guilty of a crime, and he should be punished accordingly. And so what they're doing is intentionally mishandling the case while all of these other major problems remain there. We hope that you'll want to get by. Talk on the Hidden Agenda, which is the background of water fluoridation, and there's a wonderful syllabus that goes with that, that you'll send to get our four tape sets on vaccination. We have two of them. We have a wonderful little book by Barbara Lowe Fisher on vaccinations. It's Barbara Lowe Fisher. We have a great DVD by our good friend Dr. David Ayu. Mercury, it's called Mercury and vaccination and the Mercury Autism and Global Vaccination. We have a four tape set of Sydney. We have a DVD by our good friend Russell Blaylock on vaccines and brain development. We have another DVD by Dr. David Ayub on aluminum in the vaccines. And basically, you really need to get that wonderful DVD with Ross and Peterson, just come out with. It goes into the background of the geoengineering, and we've got this great DVD with Betty Martini on certainly how they're poisoning our children and poisoning us with aspartame. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. This is not imaginary. It's real. They want to wreck our society, R-E-C-K, that's destroy religion, that's destroy our economy, destroy our currency, and kill off most of the population. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to him the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that, hold just a moment, I'm going to have to just check with my producer here. Dr. Stan, and certainly why my producer just told me that our regularly scheduled guest has an answering machine that works, but he's got there, so we're going to have to do open lines for the second hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about the aerial spraying, the chemtrails and the contrails and certainly the satellite spraying that is contaminating our food and our water? And certainly we've talked to enough people who are experts on this. There's no question what's going on. Rosin Peterson has great information on her website. If you haven't heard Rosin Peterson's excellent DVD on geoengineering, you need to get it. And she has a gentleman with her on that that has spent a great deal of time working for Fish and Wildlife, but also in the military working on weather and weather modification. And certainly the two of them do a wonderful job. That is, of course, the DVD on geoengineering. And then there's a wonderful DVD we have called What in the World Are They Spraying? And there's no question that they're spraying. There's no question that this is a real phenomenon. Why do I say that? Because I've actually seen the material, I've touched the material, and it's not imaginary, it's real. And basically, this was some when they were doing excessive spraying here in Santa Cruz, that it was got all over the trees. Somebody went and, of course, cut the branches off and put them into a bag and brought it to me. And then, of course, we know, of course, that I know at least on three occasions when we were talking, and Sydney, we would ask that somehow the subject would come up in the audience about chemical spraying. And three people from the military at different times, as talks across the nation, all had the same story. On each occasion, they'd ask their superior officer, what about this chemical spraying? What about chemtrails? And the officer would say, well, I don't know anything about it, but I'm certainly going to go ahead and go up through channels and find out. And they come back and they say, well, we got the something. They acknowledge that they're spraying, but what they're doing is they're spraying a chemical. They're spraying actually a vaccine because the government wants to protect the public, and so they're spraying vaccines. That's what they are. Well, now I don't believe that for a minute. I believe that's a cover story. But be that as it may. Why, of course, it's what people believe. And certainly, when the government puts out a cover story, they acknowledge that they're spraying, but they're not telling what it's really all about. It's really about altering our atmosphere. But what they're doing is they're using toxic chemicals. Why would they use toxic chemicals that can have a permanent effect on the individual, on animals, on the soil? It makes the soil more acidic. We've got our guest Patrick Woods on the line. So, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But right now, Patrick Woods is on the line. Hi, Patrick. How are you doing? Patrick, are you there? Patrick Wood, are you with us? Well, we'll see if we can get him on here in just a moment. Anyway, we have Patrick Wood, hopefully on the line here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health.
But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're trying to get Patrick Boone on the line. We seem to have contacted him, but we're not doing very well, so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we were just saying that Patrick Wood is certainly one of the most knowledgeable people in the nation as far as the subversive element that runs America. These people certainly have an entirely different agenda than most people. Patrick, are you there?
I am here, Dr.
Oh, fine. Well, it's good to have you on the line. And Patrick certainly has certainly been writing a good deal in recent months about this whole idea of technocracy. What is technocracy? Well, technocracy is an old idea. Basically, it's all about a bureaucracy that runs the world. They call them technocrats. But Patrick, you pick up the idea and let our listeners understand that we think we have a democratically elected government. We don't. We have technocrats. We have bureaucrats. They go from administration to administration that don't believe in the Constitution, that don't believe in freedom. Their whole goal is control and carrying out the programs of the unelected elite to control and oppress the American people. Go right ahead.
Well, yes, Dr. Stan. What technocracy in its simplest term means, rule by experts. In other words, those scientists and engineers who believe at least they have the best solutions for society and for, society's management. It precludes, congressional oversight, precludes freedom of, property ownership, of the traditional liberties that we know in our country. And technocracy was first proposed back in the 1930s as an organized economic system. And they proposed essentially that capitalism would be completely replaced by this economic system of technocracy, which would be based on energy rather than on money. In other words, energy distribution and consumption rather than on price-based economics that we have, which is called supply and demand, free enterprise, however you want to call it. They envision replacing a complete economic system in our country and ultimately the world with this other radical energy-based economic system. And the movement died out at the end of the 1930s, but the ideology stayed on, and it lived on and some universities like Columbia University. We see the whole threat of technocracy picked up again in the likes of the Trilateral Commission when it was formed in 1973, where Zbigniew Brzezinski had just written one of his seminal works called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. And the word technotronic there was a knockoff basically of the concept of technocracy from the 1930s. So they've been after this for a long time, and rule by experts is coming, whether we like it or not at this point. It's already completely engulfed Europe. Many other countries have been engulfed in the same way, and they're trying to engulf us and the North American continent in the same way by you know, just implementing a non-elected government to dictate every facet of life.
Well, I think it's so interesting. We certainly can see this in Europe, where, of course, they're having all sorts of financial problems. And recently in Greece, why they just simply replaced the democratically elected premier with a new individual. His name was Papadimos, who just happens to be one of about 100 members of the Trilateral Commission branch of the Trilateral Commission in Europe. And then, of course, they got rid of they replaced the democratically elected premier of Italy with a man named Mario Monti, who just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. I mean, how could these things happen just spontaneously? How could you put a man in as premier or prime minister without being elected? Well, this is the way the world really works. But there's probably not one person in 10,000 in Europe who has ever looked at the membership list of the Trilateral Commission and realizes that the unelected rulers of both Italy and certainly of Greece come from the membership rolls and the 100 members of the Trilateral Commission. What is the chances this could happen spontaneously? It doesn't. I mean, basically, the world is ruled by far different people than those who are not part of the ruling class have any idea, because that's what the Israeli said in his book Coningsby, when supposedly his mythical gentleman who was part of the ruling elite, it was a takeoff on Nathan Rothschild, was talking to the fictional character Coningsby, and as he said, my dear Coningsby, the world is ruled by far different people than those who are not in the inside suspect. The 1844, the book, mm-hmm. Coningsby. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, that's right. The case in Europe with Monti and with Papademos being installed as unelected leaders of Italy and Greece, respectively, is an interesting case, Dr. Stan, because in the European press, both of those individuals, Monti and Papademos, are referred to as technocrats. Europe has a slightly different view. You know, the press has a slightly different working than we do in America. But they're openly called technocrats in Europe. And both of these people were appointed by the European Commission, by the Central Bank Committee and so on, the European Commission, as technocrats to take over these countries to straighten out their economic affairs. This is the heartbeat of technocracy. And it's interesting, again, that they were called by the press in Europe, specifically called technocrats. And that ought to be a warning to us in the United States to listen to this whole technocracy idea. Some people think it's absolutely insane. Others are starting to get the picture. But this is exactly what's happening in Europe. And over there, they're actually, the press is calling a spade a spade. They're technocrats. They make no bones about it. It's rather ironic that Greece was, literally the cradle of Western civilization at one time. It's really sad that Greece may now be the deathbed of Western civilization. And we see, in the end of it, a technocrat, Trilateral Commission member coming in to take over and, you know, basically try and make something out of whatever's left and, you know, distribute the pieces to the, you know, to people who want to buy the country up. And Greece is going to end up owning nothing of itself, and everything will be sold off in bits and pieces to their investors and cronies around the world. It's a very sad situation, Dr. Stan.
And because the people of Greece are going to be impoverished, I mean, they get out and demonstrate all they want to, and they can throw stones and Molotov cocktails, but it's not going to change anything. They will beat them down. They'll shoot them, anybody who gets out of line, until everybody is subjected to the rule of the military over there, the police, the military, working in unison to crush the Greek people. And, of course, this is the end result of suddenly spending more money than you take in. You can't do that indefinitely any more than the United States can spend 43 cents of every dollar it spends. You know, suddenly, week after week, month after month, year after year, 43 cents of every dollar the U.S. government spends at the present time has to be a borrowed money. And so we're giving away foreign aid and borrowing money to do that. But sooner or later, the piper has to be paid. Why? Because, of course, you have to borrow money to actually, so that you give it away. And pretty soon, the interest on the debt becomes so high that all of the money the government takes in, there's no money for medical care, for Social Security, all of it's going to use to pay interest on the debt. And this is increasingly happening in countries throughout the world, and certainly in Greece, as the level of the debt increases, and they said nobody wants to buy their debt. And so now, of course, you've got to pay 15-20% interest just to for people to lend money to Greece. And when prohibitive interest rates, eventually the whole thing collapses. Isn't that the case?
That's exactly what's happening. And it's interesting. You and I have been saying this for a long time, that, you know, the capitalist system, the free enterprise system in the world right now is really on its last leg because of debt primarily. But we've also seen with increasing frequency in the last 12 months where globalist economists themselves are starting to pound this drum that the global economy is doomed. And, of course, they're not necessarily offering a solution quite yet. I believe the solution that they offer ultimately will be technocracy. But we see the drumbeat of doom being played all over the place. Joseph Stiglitz, who I know you're familiar with, a very well-known economist, a globalist economist, I might add, just a couple of days, I think it was just over the weekend, got an article written about him and a presentation he made in Business Insider. And the headline says, Joseph Stiglitz's presentation on why the entire global economic system is doomed to fail. I read his report, and sure enough, that's exactly what he's saying now. And we saw Niall Ferguson say essentially the same thing two or three times in the last 12 months to different groups. And so here you have this parade of the global economists now saying, you know, guys, the global economic system as we know it is doomed. It's doomed to fail. And now I'm just waiting for them to propose a solution that will match up with technocracy.
And basically this whole thing is engineered. This doesn't have to fail. The system could have gone on for a good long while. We had some of these stable prices from the mid-1600s up until more or less, you know, until the 15th of August, 1971, when Nixon took us off the gold standard and the world off the gold standard. And then it looks like a hockey stick. What, of course, is skyrocketing inflation, loss of the value of currency. They're doing this intentionally, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Patrick Wood, talking about certainly bureaucracy and technocracy. The whole idea being, of course, that they are going to change the energy construction of our society. And instead of having certainly the energy based upon oil and fossil fuels, it's going to be green energy. The problem is green energy is too expensive. Green energy, there's not enough sources of it. We cannot have an industrialized society without having large amounts of power to fuel the engines. And the thing is that most people don't understand is these people do not want an industrialized society. They want to destroy industrialized society and impoverish our people. And once you understand that, once you understand that they want to change the structure of society and take us back to where the world was in the 19th century, why only then can you begin to understand what's going on? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And people say, well, maybe maybe it would be a better society if it weren't so complicated. Maybe simply the society of the 19th century wasn't so bad. But ladies and gentlemen, they're going to have to kill off most of the population to accomplish that goal. Patrick, go right ahead.
Well, when Tony Sutton and I were writing back in the late 1970s, Dr. Stan, we didn't understand technocracy back then, and neither of us did. I'd never even heard the word before back then, and Tony was not aware of it at the time either, as a historical event, much less its implication on the Trilateral Commission. However, we had conversations back then discussing what the eventual outcome of trilateral policy would be to the world economic system. We figured it would just be a continuation of the old system, except that it would be skewed for them to make money and for us to lose money, which has generally been correct so far. But we discussed it back then, you know, what would it lead to if these policies that they were writing about would actually come to fruition? And our conclusion was is that it would put us back in the Dark Ages again, where you had essentially feudal overlords that controlled all of the significant assets. And then you had all the rest of the lower class people who basically were sharecroppers and squatters on the land owned, or the property owned by these, by the lords and so on, the kings. And it was called a feudalistic society. And that's what brought us the Dark Ages, what we call the Dark Ages, because it was very dark for people. And, we viewed that as the eventual outcome of Trilateral Commission policy way back then. And, of course, we weren't pontificating or anything. Those were just our discussions, and that's what it looked like to us at the time. And this is exactly what's happening now.
But you see, it doesn't make any sense, Patrick. Why would rational people want to destroy industrial society with all of the benefits it's given to mankind? It doesn't make sense, and yet I'm not suggesting you're wrong. I'm just saying that if you look for a logical explanation, you're not going to find it. So there has to be another explanation.
Yes, there certainly is no human explanation on why they would want to do this. Other than they figured they will be served by the remaining people themselves, and they will be insulated from any bad times, any hard times. If all of the money and all the wealth-creating power of the world flows to them, they will lack nothing. They will have everything that they could possibly ever want, and on a perpetual basis, I might add. And the people in the world that serve them will be basically treated like animals.
And as hard as it is to imagine that our society could go this direction, that's exactly the way it's going. We're getting an increasing small number of fabulously wealthy people, and we are systematically wiping out the middle class. And that, of course, is what Barack Obama is. And, he keeps talking about, oh, my goodness, we got to get the millionaires to pay their fair share. We got to get the millionaires to pay their fair share. Therefore, anybody who makes over $200,000 a year is going to have to pay these massive new taxes. Wait a minute now. I thought this was just for the millionaires. Oh, it is just for the millionaires. Anybody who makes over $200,000 a year going to have to pay the massive new taxes. And then, of course, there's going to be new taxes that come because of the Obamacare. And pretty soon, you're going to be putting out over 50% of your income in taxes because you make over $250,000 a year. Anything above that. And people say, but if you look at England and other places where they get their tax rate up over 50%, why do they get less taxes then? But you see, they know that. They don't care. They want to wipe out the middle class. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 648-295.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone.
But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We have Dr. Gordon and somebody talking about technocracy. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Right now we have Ted calling from Moses Lake up in Washington. Hi, Ted. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do, Dr. Stan, but perhaps I should save it for another night. It's about something I discovered about the immigration laws that the listeners, I'm sure, would be interested in. But if you like, I can go back another night.
Well, did you have something you wanted to talk about? What was that?
Well, it flabbergasted me. I just discovered it a couple of days ago. The Washington legislature, I don't know, probably not many people aware of it here in the state, but the Washington legislature in 2003 gave resident status to undocumented aliens who've been here for at least 3 years and who have a high school diploma from here. They can get in-state residency. They don't need to get any federal immigration visa to come to school here, and they pay in-state tuition. It's the state version of the DREAM Act, which failed in Congress, and we're having a lot of budget cuts now in education. And I don't know if it's our responsibility really to take care of undocumented aliens here in the state, but I didn't know whether viewers knew about it. I just found out about it a couple days ago.
No, I not. You have to understand, Ted, that there is an organized effort on our part to encourage people to come to this country from other countries, because we've killed off 53 million Americans through the abortion process, and we need people to do a lot of the menial jobs that the people from Mexico and South America will do. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to realize what they're up to. So this is the reason we don't guard our border. This is the reason we encourage the people to come in. Besides that, they really want a multicultural, multilingual society so they can play one group against the other. And then, of course, most of the people who come in, when they are suddenly undocumented, they will identify with the Democratic Party and vote socialist because they do not understand the heritage of freedom that they're moving into. There are a lot of them are very nice people, but they're pawns in a vicious game. Patrick, do you have any thoughts at all on the point that Ted raised here before we let him go?
Well, I think you pretty well sum it up, Dr. Stan. We've talked about the illegal immigration issue for a long time, and we know clearly that neither party wants to shut the border. They have steadfastly refused to shut the border for well over 25 years, and it doesn't matter, Republican or Democrat, you run up against the same brick wall, and I don't mean a wall on the border, but it's been pathetic, and the global elite want to bring other poorer people into our country to kind of flatten the economic playing field, if you will, in America, because, you know, our labor force has been declining anyway, and for quite some years, and, you know, to bring these other other labor forces in only waters down what we already have here in America, and that's why wages have been falling like a rock for the last 15 years now. So the way it is.
Well, Dr. Stan, I appreciate your program so much. I was out of state, and I couldn't tune into it. I'm back home now, and I can listen to your program again. Keep up the good work, sir.
God bless me. Certainly well, and thank you for calling. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But certainly I'm always irritated when I call our local utilities, our major corporations, and the first thing the operator says is, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? Why do they say that? Because most of our major corporations are in on the scam. They're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They want, of course, the multiracial, multilingual society. They want the illegal immigrants to come in. How wonderful it is to be able to play that one group against the other and create this perpetual conflict. Perpetual conflict, perpetual advancement of the globalist agenda, a one-world order. A one world religion, the coming one world ruler. Well, I guess this evening is Patrick Wood. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. Patrick, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number out, your website, so people would know how to get in touch with your organization and perhaps even subscribe to your special publication of financial advice? Go right ahead.
Well, certainly. Thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is www.augustforecast.com, August like the month, and then the word forecast, .com. And people will immediately see a lot of free content about technocracy, about the Trilateral Commission, about other topics that I've written about the last few years. And they'll also see information on my premium newsletter, which has called Findings and Forecast, which has more to do with day-to-day current events, with the markets, with the economy. And, basically it's just kind of how I see it from day-to-day. So people have asked for that for years. They can't hardly get a handle on what's going on in the world. I'm not saying I have a handle on it either, totally, but I've been watching it for over 35 years, so I suppose I have something to say from time to time.
Well, we're certainly in terrible states financially. What is your opinion? Basically, Sydney, I was reading John Williams, shadowstats.com, and he's pointing, he's a professional economist, as you know, and certainly very well thought of within the people who certainly is analyzing what's going on. He points out that the real general GAAP, that's the General Accepted Accounting Principles gap, so the real gap debt of the United States is not 15.5, almost 16 trillion. The real gap debt is $81 trillion. That's certainly all these responsibilities that we've taken on for all the people going on Social Security and Medicare. They become eligible for it. There's no way it can be paid off. It's growing. The gap is going about debt of about 4 to 5 $1 trillion a year. They tell us it's only 1.2, 1.3 trillion, and they're simply lying. But the last thing, of course, the people in Washington, D.C., is for the what the American people to know is that we're bankrupt, the whole system's going to collapse, and of course, they are going to benefit, and the majority of the people are going to be impoverished. But believe me, the people in positions of power are positioning themselves for the coming collapse of our economy, as certainly Mr. Ken Fromm, the Lindsay Williams friend, talked about, you know, what lay ahead and how they had their currency and then the public had their currency. Of course, the currency that the elite use is gold and silver. The currency that they want us in is paper, because that's going to be so easily destroyed. And when it happens, why, of course, the whole house of cards comes tumbling down. And as Mr. Fromm told Lindsay, and I remember this was 3 or 4 years ago, when the euro currency collapses, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the U.S. dollar. And I never really understood that until you begin to realize what's happening. And basically, they're talking about it now. When the threat of the European currency collapsing, all the people in Europe are going to start taking their money and dumping it in the United States, thinking they'll be stable here. But as they bring in all that money, it's going to increase the velocity of the turnover of money, and we're going to go into a spate of hyperinflation here, unparalleled in the history of our nation. What are your thoughts at all, Patrick? And, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. What are your thoughts on that? Is that a feasible thing to worry about, or are there other things?
That's right. I've been listening to the hyperinflation argument for a long time, and I think that at some point in the future, it's entirely possible that we may enter a period of hyperinflation. I think that the deflation that we're in right now will continue until we're really pressed down and perhaps even collapsed before that happens. That is to say, I believe deflation would come before any potential hyperinflation will be seen. And the forces in the world that are taking place right now are deflationary. And, you know, we've got this massive debt throughout the world. People are having to reduce their debt through bankruptcies and foreclosures and so on. Companies are having to reduce their debt just through either bankruptcy or you know, selling assets or whatever. Governments have done no such thing yet. There's a few in Europe who are starting austerity programs now, but by and large, governments have not given up their debt. It will be given up before this is done. And, you know, we see Greece now gone. We see Spain in trouble. We see Portugal in trouble. We see Italy in trouble. If any one of those other countries goes down anytime soon, it's going to take, it's going to be like a string of dominoes hitting all at the same time. And it is going to destroy debt. It's, in other words, going to make it impossible for hyperinflation at that point to take place. I think after the system is sufficiently collapsed, it may be possible for a period of hyperinflation. But anyway, that's my read on it right now. You and I have talked about the derivative market in the world. Nobody knows how big it really is, but it could be, you know, close to $700-900 trillion in size. It's an unregulated market, and the risks are scattered in places around the world that nobody even can dream about hardly at this point. And if the derivative market goes down, which largely is all really debt-based, if sovereign government debt goes down, it's going to take, it could take the entire capitalist system down across the entire globe. So we've got a lot of trouble before we have to worry about hyperinflation, I do believe.
I thought it was very interesting that the head of the IMF, there's a woman, I've forgotten her name, I think Christine Lagarde, something like that. But this last week, she talked about the fragile situation of the world monetary system, the fragile status of the world monetary system. Now, you know, when people of her caliber talk about the fragile condition of the world monetary system, I would say that maybe our monetary system's in real danger, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've seen signs of this even from Ben Bernanke's lips over the last, 18 months, of course, and his, you have to read his lips first and then read between the lines to boot to see what he's really saying. But Bernanke's been running scared of deflationary forces for at least 18 months, maybe 24 months now. And, other governments around the world are in they're in the same boat, and so are the investors, of course, that are getting clipped for money that they think they're owed. They're really suffering from it. But yes, the IMF is seeing it correctly. The world monetary system is extremely fragile right now. And any significant blow would be like another Lehman Brothers going belly up that started our subprime crisis a few years ago.
Well, because I think that basically what Bernanke has been doing is just massively printing money. You know, a trillion here, a trillion there. They came up with something like $16 trillion, you know, to bail out Europe. We don't know what's happened to all that money. Everything is secret. But of course, they finally got the acknowledgement that they'd created something like $16 trillion, has it been paid back? We don't know, and we can't find out. But of course, they're pouring this money out to try to keep the banking system intact. And I think it's important that our listeners understand the purpose of the central bank, specifically the Federal Reserve System here in the United States, is not to provide price stability. The purpose of the Federal Reserve System is not to, certainly to give us a solvent financial or monetary system. The purpose of the central banks is to preserve the privately owned banks that created the Federal Reserve. The purpose of the Federal Reserve is to protect the banking system, not the American people, and not the value of our currency, and not the value of our savings. And until the people understand that the Federal Reserve is the very essence of the problems we have, the Federal Reserve cannot solve the problem. The Federal Reserve is the problem. And, of course, the only person who's addressing that subject is Congressman Ron Paul, and most people, when he talks about it, it goes right over their heads, and their eyes glass over, and, of course, then they come up with a new attack on Congressman Ron Paul and saying how naive he is, and all he wants to talk about is the Fed, and our banking system, and then, of course, they're very critical of his foreign policy. His foreign policy is very simple. He wants, of course, to pull our troops out of the rest of the world and have our military defending America rather than dominating the world. And people criticize him for that. I think that is the most logical thing in the world. We cannot afford a massive military. We cannot afford to police the world. Our military should be staying at home here rather than antagonizing people throughout the world, installing dictatorships throughout the world, and propping up ruthless tyrants. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's true, but, you know, we can't hardly afford anything at home or abroad. So much of our entire expenditure is just made up in interest payments alone that even if we brought all the military home, stopped all foreign involvement, even if we, you know, cut out some major agencies in our country, the remaining debt that's still there that has to be serviced is just unsustainable. And eventually, America is going to have to repudiate a good portion of its debt. The unfortunate thing about it, it sounds good on the surface of it. Well, let's just, you know, go bankrupt in a sense, start over. That sounds good, but that would wipe out virtually every retirement plan in America that was ever started, because most of them are invested in treasury bills and treasury bonds, and they completely destroy our economy at the same time. We'd be building out of the ashes, and virtually everybody that had any assets accumulated up until that point would lose those assets, and it would be starting over from scratch. That may be the only way out for us in the end, but that's a tough pill to swallow. There really is no easy way out for us.
Well, I think there is no way out except other than to just have the whole thing collapse. That's why I am firmly convinced they're going to take us into a massive war with the Middle East, and there's going to be terrible suffering here at home. And because as a result of that, they'll be able to see, oh, shucks, it was the war that was responsible, not us good the politicians. Right. And because, don't you worry, ladies and gentlemen, the politicians will have some means by which they're going to get their pensions and their free medical care. But of course, Social Security and Medicare, basically, as we know it, for the common people will be gone. The politicians will look after themselves. They will not suffer from the terrible things that they've done, laying us open to simply fiscal destruction as a nation by systematically spending more money than was available and destroying the value of our currency. We'll be back in just a moment.
Many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Thank you, Dr. Stanley.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, Chris, our guest this evening with Patrick Wood. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Patrick. I always do. And I think he's absolutely right. I think there is a plan to bring technocracy to America. But I also think there's an organized effort to impoverish our meeting. And that's why I think that the little mnemonic we have, they want to wreck our nation. R, they want to destroy our religious foundation. E, they want to destroy our economy. C, they want to destroy our currency and our monetary system. And K, they want to kill off a large part of the population of our country, which is why they're poisoning our water, why they're poisoning our food, and why they're poisoning our air. If you want to know how they're poisoning the water, you need to get my talk on the Hidden Agenda, and certainly they get the syllabus that goes with that. Of course, then you'll also want to get the material from Roslyn Peterson on how they're getting the aluminum into the water and into the plants and into the soil. And that is, of course, the DVD entitled Geoengineering. Geoengineering is excellent. Got all sorts of great information. If you want to know how they're poisoning our children with the vaccines, Dr. David Aob, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, and understand that we have these vaccination programs all across the world where we're vaccinating the little black and brown children, not because we want to help them, because we want to make them infertile, and because they know that their mercury in the vaccines will make them infertile in a couple of generations. You're not going to have to worry about the growing population. You're going to have to worry about the falling population in Africa and in other nations throughout the world. They know exactly what they're doing. Chris, we have another DVD with Dr. Aob on aluminum, and of course we have the DVD with Russell Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. We recommend all of them to you. If you want to know how they're poisoning us, our food, you need to get Betty Martini's excellent DVD on aspartame. It's simply aspartame. And call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the DVD on aspartame. We have the excellent DVD that Michael Shaw did at our last conference, going into the background of the Agenda 21 and ICLEI, the International Conference on Local and Environmental Matters, ICLEI. And so basically just call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Michael Shaw at our conference on Agenda 21. Michael is certainly one of the best informed people that I know, the International Coalition on the local environmental initiatives, ICLEI, is vitally important. It's in every metropolitan area in this country. It is a subversive organization intent upon the impoverishment of the American people and destroying the very structure of local government. And then, of course, we have, if you want to get the background of what they're doing, certainly through poison the food further, we have my talk on planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction, or none dare call it genocide. None dare call it genocide. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food. And then if you complain, they'll give you a pill to alter your mood. They're poisoning the forest. They're poisoning the trees. They're even putting out things to poison the bees. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning the children, but most people don't care. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you will care and you'll join us in this epic struggle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Monday. It is the 16th of April, 2012. I'll be doing a special Gotta Pay Your Taxes Day program, but we're not. A lot of people questioning that, and we'll talk about one reason why a little bit later. But it's all about the truth at the Power Hour, at least as we can find it. And I am serious about wanting to find out the truth about every single thing that happens. I guess you heard about the Taliban attack against the U.S. Embassy and government sites across Afghanistan. Did you hear about that over the weekend? Wasn't it handy that Fox News just happened to be there with Geraldo to catch it all? Wow, what a chance of a lifetime. Yeah, you bet. Well, we've got problems around the world because the United States has its